As Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull heads to China this week, a new report reveals just how much Chinese money is now flowing the other way. According to this study by KPMG and Sydney University released this morning, Chinese investment in Australia surged by almost 60% last year, with nearly half of that going into real estate, and then agribusiness and infrastructure. This report comes as annual figures from the Foreign Investment Review Board released on Friday revealed a significant upturn in Chinese approvals for residential property. Hans Hendrischke is Professor of Chinese Business at the China Studies Centre at Sydney University and co-author of this report. Hans Hendrischke, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
A 60% surge in new Chinese investment is a pretty staggering statistic, Hans, isn't it? How do we explain this huge uptick in investment?
Well, it's 60% if you look at it in Australian dollars. It's 30%, a bit over 30%, if you look at it in US dollars, which is kind of the more long-term rate. It is a huge increase, and it's largely a result of growth in commercial real estate. We looked at commercial real estate as opposed to residential real estate, and that has taken over and essentially made up for the decline that we saw over the last 2 years in mining investment from China.
So when you say it's largely in commercial real estate, what kind of investment, what kind of projects are investors purchasing?
These would be residential developments, that is, large residential buildings, which are investment that stretch over probably one or two decades even. Office buildings, hotels, other tourism facilities, basically across the range of residential property investment, commercial property investment.
Your report actually doesn't look at the residential investment, does it?
No, we do not look at residential investment because it's very hard to capture in detail. We have an idea that in 2014, it was roughly similar to commercial investment. So it was also at that year the major area of investment. If it's similar to commercial real estate, it would be around the $7 billion mark.
And what kind of injection is that in terms of the size of the market?
It's actually smaller in view of the overall size of the market than one would think. For 2014, we looked at the figures and it was roughly 2% of the overall residential market in Australia. So not a very large percentage. The kind of public attention to it was probably more drawn because it's concentrated in certain areas or in certain suburbs.
Yes, I'll come to that just in a moment, but not a very large percentage, but is it growing? And can you see this level of investment in, well, residential, but you've been looking at commercial development, growing?
We expect that there will be further growth in the commercial real estate area, and we are guessing that it will also grow in the residential real estate.
Okay, I suppose we're just guessing now, so let's move away from that. But in terms of the concentration of this investment, your report says that more than 94% of the commercial real estate investment was in New South Wales. Why is New South Wales the focus as against, you know, Victoria or Queensland?
Well, that is largely because there are a number of very large investment going into New South Wales. We have in New South Wales in 2015... a number of projects around $400 to $500 million. And we have lower numbers and lower volumes in the other states, but that can change. Obviously, at the moment, New South Wales is of major attraction. And again, this is guessing that it's linked probably to the size of the Chinese community and to commercial attractiveness.
Okay. We've been talking about development in property. What about investment in agribusiness? The Chinese invested $370 million in the agribusiness sector last year. Now, again, people have been watching this and concerned about this. Is this the beginning of a real upturn in agribusiness?
That's what we think. We have been expecting growth in the agribusiness market for the last few years. And we're astonished that it actually took as long as it did to take off. In 2015, we had now 12 deals split between purchases of properties and between investment into processing that's more focused on the Chinese market already. What we see and what we heard from Chinese investors is that it took them some time to come to terms with the Australian market. And in fact, to understand that it's quite a difficult market overall, if you want to produce on the land, you need local infrastructure, you need local people, you need local management. And this is slowly something where I think from now on they have achieved a breakthrough.
What about, we are awaiting a decision, a high-profile decision on this front, on the terms of the sale of Australia's largest landholding, the Kidman Station, to a Chinese company. Last year, the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, blocked the sale to a single foreign bidder because it deemed it not to be in the national interest. Do you expect that sale to be approved this time around to a Chinese company?
The question of national interest referred to one specific part of that whole deal because of the proximity to the Woomera rocket range, and that will be taken out or has been taken out. So I think we expect that this deal will go ahead, and other deals, in fact, will follow.
Do you have any thoughts on the fact that the register that was legislated now, and we will have a register of foreign sales, foreign investment of farmland and agribusiness, is not going to be public?
Well, there is always a question of commercial confidentiality, and I think the public concern was clearly that someone should know what is happening. And then it's a question to what degree we trust the government that they will keep an eye on this. But I think it's understandable that investors, and that doesn't really refer to Chinese investors only.
No, of course.
That in general, foreign investors do not want to have their details displayed in public records.
That's very well, but the public would like to know, I think. I mean, that was the whole genesis, really, of this idea, wasn't it?
Well, that's a question of whether the public will want to know specific details and names, or whether the public wants to have an overview of how much actually is in foreign hands and what type of investors or what countries are investing in Australia. I think that will probably go a long way to alleviate public concern.
Hans Hendrickson, can I just ask you finally, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is heading to China later this week, taking with him about 1,000 business leaders from Australia. Meetings will focus on how to take full advantage of the free trade agreement that came into force last year between our two countries. How important is that free trade agreement to investment, do you think? And do you think it most important in terms of investment into this country, it sends a signal to Chinese investors that, you know, there is a friendly environment here?
It does. We have interviewed a number of Chinese investors for this report, and there was very clear consensus that the free trade agreement makes a big difference. And it's not just to make things easier for Chinese investors and for trade going to China, but it's both ways. It means that investment is making a better contribution to our overall trade volume.
Hans Hendrickson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Professor Hans Hendrickson is from the China Studies Centre at Sydney University, co-author of this report on Chinese investment from KPMG and the University of Sydney. It's released today. It's 8:22 on Breakfast.